joining the Red River Farm Network is North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney. And Mark, first, let's just get out some of those initial gut reactions to what we know so far with not only the presidential election, but some pretty important state elections too.
Well, first, obviously, we tend to work with whomever gets elected, and we just appreciate the system where we have a process of voting where the citizens get that opportunity to select their leadership. So we adjust based on what we can find as the best avenues to work with the groups that are elected. Statewide here, you can't really say there was a huge change. We look a lot similar. There's, I think, a few less Democrats in the Senate. But everything else stays fairly normal, so we could expect similar approaches to policy that we've seen maybe over the last number of years. Nationally, of course, it's a little different right now, and I'm not going to be one of these folks that predicts anything, because I'm going to wait till it's all determined, because it doesn't seem like it's over yet. There does appear to be a lean to Biden, but there definitely doesn't appear to be a change in the Senate much, which would shift that. So that leaves us with a what people like to call a divided Congress, with the House in control of the Democrats and the Senate in control of the Republicans. Now, really, in some instances, that can be a positive in a sense of, it has the checks and balances. And if the two parties decide that they want to work together and get things done, they tend to actually put out some pretty good policy. But if they, dig their heels in the ground and don't move, then we can be stymied by just a lack of nothing happening. And that's what I hope doesn't happen. So we'll be looking at that. We're going to be looking at trying to enhance farm income from the marketplace, and trying to address trade, and trying to address the concentration issues in nearly every area that farmers and ranchers have to either sell into or buy from. So that's our goals.
Well, and too, Mark, maybe it's better to focus on the big picture, on the national level, specifically when it relates to agriculture policy. Like you said, we're still going to have a divided Congress, but there's been some key change-ups that are coming, within some of our different House and Senate agricultural leadership. And so what does that mean moving forward? I know the other key to talk about is, we're going to start working on another farm bill. So where do we go moving forward with some of these key leadership changes?
Yeah, and that's a little bit of that toss-up yet, because we have to wait till we see how that plays out and who gets those positions. So the House side, obviously, with Chairman Peterson gone from the, or I should say, yeah, Chairman Peterson, the Ag Committee gone, that will open up a door for another person. In our world, it's better if that's somebody that has production similar to what we grow here in North Dakota. So, we'd like to see somebody that gets that appointment to be a corn, soybean, wheat producer, or a beef cattle producer, or somebody from the background where those are grown. The Senate now, if that stays where it's at, we actually have quite strength there. We've been working with Senator Hovind a lot, who chairs up the Ag Appropriations, and that could be another real feather in our cap, because he's been pretty successful in delivering for the farmers and ranchers across the state of North Dakota. So, you got to kind of wait till the administrative is decided, whether it's Biden or Trump, and then you got to watch who all gets back in the Senate, and those appointments will start to come. And if it does stay in the hand of Republicans, like it looks like it will, I don't see a lot of change there from our perspective in the Senate. The House will really be about who they appoint into that majority role of the House Ag Committee. That'll be a huge determination on what impact we can have on helping them write the farm bill or input to trade and those kinds of things.
And Mark, not only are we focused on what we were just talking about, but two, 2021 means a legislative session here in North Dakota. And like you said previously, not too many change up in the state legislature. But what does farmers' unions still have on their plate that they're gearing up for?
Well, we've been really focused on beef livestock. We believe that being one of the major crops in the state, that it's something that we should expand the ability to have processing in the state. We should expand the ability to sell more directly to consumers. We'd like to get the institutions on board where meat processed in the state could go directly into the school systems and university systems, where, you know, we could use our own product. So we're going to be working quite hard on that as kind of a proactive move. The other area is maintaining the local zoning laws in place. We just truly believe that those townships and counties need to have control of how they define what agriculture and what other things will look like in their own regions. So we'll be supportive of that. Other than that, I can't think of anything more, you know, in pushing renewable fuels, trying to get the crude industry and the agriculture industry to work together on a fuel product that can compete with electric. That's a huge challenge for us when our energy in this state is getting challenged from the coal to the crude simply because of some of the things that people see as better for the environment. And that means you need to adjust to that, and we can help the crude oil and hopefully get a product that can be much more competitive and more successful in helping in the issues facing climate. So there's a lot of things there that we can do at the state level that we hope to be part of.
Well, Mark, that's all the questions I have. Anything else you would like to add in?
No, I would simply say the process here, it works. People go vote. Obviously, we'd like to get results quicker, so we'd have to think about it. But it's really a tremendous ability of our country to carry out a vote in a democratic way to allow for everyone to vote, and hopefully all the ballots get counted, and at the end we'll know who wins. And then we move forward, and of course 2 years we'll have another election, in 4 years another presidential election, and forward we go. So I just love the process, and I think it does create opportunity, and it brings again some of that balance and some of the checks and balances necessary for our country to operate.